The Aquarium of the Pacific is a massive treasure of diverse marine life and environments. And it's close to us. You know, millions of people visit it each year. We have the luxury of having it right here in Long Beach for us. And there are so many ocean animals, 11,000, over 900 people working there, 700 volunteers, just about a big place with incredible sights, a lot of things to do, and they have educational opportunities, plus they're stewards of conservation and help us learn about conservation. And so we are joined by David Bader from Aquarium of the Pacific. He's the director of education and very skilled at it because this is his 18th year.
It's my 18th year, yeah.
So you must love your job.
I absolutely love my job. This was the first job that I had coming out of college, and I was lucky enough that they built an aquarium for me. And I got my degree in marine biology and got right to work.
Just for you, too. Yeah, they knew what you wanted to do.
Absolutely.
You know, I heard you have a new addition to the family. Admiral Fancy Pants caught my attention this past week, and he's a penguin you've just added.
Yeah, it's really fun. We have, all of our penguins have names, and this one happens to have a really nice name as Admiral Fancy Pants. We're calling him Admiral for short, but I'm glad that they decided to keep his name. You can come to the aquarium, and you can actually see all of the names of all of our penguins. They have little name tags on in the exhibits as they swim around.
That is so cute. If you go to where the otters are, the sea otters, they have names?
Yeah. So, the most of the animals, like the otters, the sea lions, but even the lorikeets, where we have a number of them, all have individual names. I'm sure, you know, some of our larger animals, the sharks, they also have names as well, that the aquarists, the people who take care of the sharks and the other animals, give them names for a lot of different reasons. I know we all personalize things, but it also helps with their care as well. Mm-hmm. Each one has often a different diet, sometimes a need for vitamins or medications in their care. And you know, being able to identify the individual helps with that.
Charlie the sea otter is celebrating his 20th birthday. I just read that too. Is that right?
Yeah, Charlie is the oldest, one of the oldest, if not the oldest sea otter that's in an aquarium or a zoo anywhere. He's been with the aquarium since we opened, and a wonderful addition.
And you have so many really amazing attractions. Shark Lagoon is one of them.
Yeah, so we try to give people an opportunity to do more than just see the animals at the aquarium. We want to give you a chance to experience the animals of the Pacific. So with our Shark Lagoon, guests can come down and they can get a chance to touch sharks and stingrays, something that we encourage throughout the aquarium. We have a number of different touch experiences.
Yeah, so you can touch a shark.
Yeah, absolutely.
How?
Very gently.
How do you get to it?
We have a touch pool, so we have some smaller sharks. I think most of us think about sharks as being really large animals, but predominantly sharks are not that big. And we display some bamboo sharks that people can reach down and pet with their two fingers gently on their backs and get a chance to see what it's like to touch and feel marine life. And you'll get a chance to touch a stingray. They're swimming around in a nearby pool. And the stingrays, they feel really different than a shark. And I think both of those creatures are really amazing and beautiful. And getting a chance to experience them in a lot of different ways, not just seeing them swim through their habitats, but you know, to touch them, to get your hands in the water is really a special thing.
Do they like being touched?
You know, I don't know if they like being touched. I don't think they dislike being touched. Every year we have over a million people, you know, 1.7 million people last year came to the aquarium. Most people go to Shark Lagoon and get a chance to touch the animals. So after a while, they kind of ignore it.
This is it. All right. It's just an everyday thing for them.
It is. You know, the freeway noise here in LA, you just kind of, you ignore it after a while. And, you know, the animals are really well cared for, and our guests actually do a really great job of being gentle. And, you know, from that experience, I think people really take away the stewardship aspect that we're hoping for, you know, getting a chance to experience that animal on that visceral level, getting to touch them really gives you a, hopefully a bond that you can take back with you once you leave, and through that experience really help to care for animals out in the ocean.
A connection with them.
And I'd hope so, yeah.
Yeah. You work in the education department, so you head up many different types of projects. You were talking a little bit about all the different things that you're in charge of, including camps, just a few minutes
ago.
Right,
so we have summer camps. Actually, they just went on sale this month. It's a really great experience. We have week-long summer camps for working families. They start at 8 and end at 5, so I think it's a great opportunity to drop your kids off with us, and we'll give them a great experience and teach them about the Pacific Ocean and all of the animals that are in it, and teach them about conservation and stewardship for the Pacific Ocean as well. We do that every year. We also have winter camps and a variety of public programs. I think most people are surprised to find out that we have so many different kinds of programming, including parent and child classes, our aquatop programs. We have preschool programs for little kids, all the way up to our junior biologists and job shadow programs for some older students as well.
And the camp is coming up in June, the next camp?
Yeah, so our camps run throughout the summer. They start at the end of June. They run through the end of August. And throughout the year, we have experiences, for people who are listening now who are teachers, we have school programs that happen throughout the year at a really heavily discounted price for schools. It's between $6 and $7.50 for the entry ticket for a school group per student. And, there's a lot of great ways that we're working to try to get the word out and inspire stewardship for folks here in LA.
So these are field trips that the kids can take, basically.
Yeah. Every year we have, tens of thousands of students who come.
Oh, I bet.
Last year, about 165,000 students came to the aquarium on a school field trip. So from school field trips to, parent me classes to just that general visit, we're working hard to educate the public about really critical issues in marine science.
And for everyone, you have lectures. So for adults, there are lectures that you can come and
I would
take
say we have one of the best lecture series, anywhere in Southern California. Experts, top experts in their fields, throughout the year. I think we have several a month, so people can definitely get onto the website and find something that would be interesting to come learn about, from ocean sciences to economics to art. We have lots of different really great stuff going on. And if you aren't able to make it, they're web streamed as well as archived. So a lot of great information.
And the conservation efforts that you have, they're ongoing different projects. One that's going on right now, a campaign to save the vaquita.
The vaquita.
A porpoise, a small, portly dolphin.
Yeah. So it's the world's smallest marine mammal.
Yeah.
Only about 5 feet long, lives in the northern Gulf of California. It only lives in an area about the size of Rhode Island. And today there are only about 30 vaquita left. Vaquita die when they become entangled in gill nets. Historically, those gill nets have been set legally for shrimp and other fin fishes. But today it's really illegal poaching for a fin fish called the totoaba. It's caught actually just for its swim bladder, and that is shipped off to China. It can reach thousands of dollars in money for the locals that are there. It's a really lucrative and tempting thing, and unfortunately, it's causing the extinction of the vaquita.
Yeah, the vaquita are suffering. There are so few left. 30? Did you say 30 or less than 100?
There's only about 30 left. And right now, I work with a group called the Association of Zoos and Aquariums with their program called Saving Animals from Extinction. And specifically, we're working on public engagement for the vaquita. One of the things we're trying to get the word out about is a rescue mission that's being planned to try to take some of the last few remaining vaquita into sanctuary. We needed to raise about $1 million by the 15th of this month, and we weren't able to make that mark. We only got about halfway there. We would love to see support from our public for this really critically endangered species. And if anybody's interested, they can go to the website vaquitacpr.org to learn more about that rescue effort.
Vaquita means little cow.
Yeah,
by
vaquita,
the way. Yeah.
Vaquita means little cow. I have tried to figure out why it's called the little cow,
I know,
but that's what it is.
And they're cute.
They are adorable, yeah. And it would be a real tragedy to lose this creature.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's all too common now. You know, in 2008, the Baiji River dolphin in China went extinct, and I don't think people know about that. It was less than 10 years ago. And we lost a marine species. You know, extinction is not a common thing. It actually is fairly rare.
Right.
But unfortunately, there's a number of species that are on the brink of extinction because of things that we do. And it's about time we start doing some things to cause species to recover rather than go extinct.
Yes. You can help the vaquita now. These guys are in our neighborhood because they're in the Sea of Cortez, right? They're not far away.
You know, a day and a half drive down into San Felipe, and you'd be right in the heart of vaquita territory.
These guys are getting caught in nets, and you want to get them somewhere safe so that they can thrive. And you've got a special celebration coming up to have fun, have a good time, party, dance at the aquarium, and this will help. The vaquita.
Yeah, we're going to be messaging about that at the Noche de Estrellas coming up. And it's a night where the aquarium will be open late. There'll be, you know, music and dancing and food and presentations from divers in our exhibits, as well as more information about the vaquita.
Yeah, so there's all types of dancing. You have salsa dancing, too. You have DJs that night, and you have food, and then you have underwater dive shows.
Yeah, and that's all on the 24th.
You can get tickets that night, or can you get them ahead of time at Aquarium of the Pacific online?
Yeah, you can definitely reserve your tickets online through our website. The easiest thing to do would be to go to our website, aquariumofpacific.org, and go to the search bar, search Noche, and you'll get there right away. You can also just do a search of Noche de Estrellas, Aquarium of the Pacific, and you'll get to that webpage as well.
Yeah, it's a fun night, and you'll be helping the vaquita. Noche de Estrellas. That's the fun night coming up, to help.
Absolutely. And it's just one of a number of fun nights that we have. I think it would be great, you know, if everybody could make it to that night. But if you can't, like we talked about, there's a number of evening lectures, cultural festivals, all sorts of things happening at the Aquarium of the Pacific.
That night, there's also scavenger hunts with prizes. I want to mention that because
absolutely.
You can go home with some cool things.
Yeah,
cool
you know what? The coolest thing that you'll get to bring home with you is a memory of meeting Admiral Fancy Pants.
The guest of honor at the party. All right. March 24th, right?
Absolutely.
March 24th. And it's the Aquarium of the Pacific. And thank you for coming, David.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And for watching out for our marine life here.
Hey, well, you know, I'm really just helping to engage the public in this. It's all of our jobs to watch out for marine life.
That's right.
It's not one person's job, but, you know, there's a lot of people here in L.A. There's, you know, over 20 million people in the greater LA area. And if just imagine what we could do if we each contributed just a little bit, and then imagine what we could do if we all really contributed a lot. We can make a huge difference.
Yes. Thank you to the Aquarium of the Pacific, and we can follow their lead.